If you want to go to the Baseball Hall of Fame, you go to Cooperstown, New York. If you want to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you go to Cleveland. If you've wanted to see the Arizona Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame, well, you've just been out of luck. But that's changed. Joining me to talk about that is KJZZ's Sarah Ventry. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Mark.
So what's going on?
So the Arizona Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame is an organization that works to promote and preserve Arizona's cultural history. And the inductees include everyone from Wallace and Ladmo to Linda Ronstadt. So up until now, they've just had a virtual presence along with some in-person events, but now there's a physical space that's being made into a museum and a place to have shows. I spoke with longtime Arizona musician and president of the Arizona Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame, Hans Olson, about the impact of a space to call their own.
The general feeling is that there is no entertainment history here. People forgot about it, and we have a lot. Somebody came up with a great slogan for us that says, inspiring the future by remembering the past. Because, like, we started, you know, with Wayne Newton, who is pretty much off the radar of modern acts, unless you go to Las Vegas. But the fact that Wayne Newton, as a kid, you know, was on TV, inspired all the local young musicians that were saying, well, you can't get anywhere from Arizona. But then they watched Wayne Newton. Darker shame, darling, darker shame. To me, one of the greatest things people don't know is that Waylon Jennings was based here and got his start.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys.
So, Hans, I think you mentioned there's a story about Waylon Jennings getting inducted into the Hall of Fame and his wife, Jessie Coulter, feeling very strongly about it.
Yes, when we had just first started putting this project together, somehow Waylon heard about it, and he said to Jesse, I couldn't care less about being in the Country Music Hall of Fame, but I really, really want to be in the Arizona Music Hall of Fame. So Jesse remembered that, and then after Waylon passed away, she says he came to her in a vision and said, you have to find those people, and you have to tell them that you'll do whatever it takes to help make this thing happen.
I always think that now, more than ever, is a time when people can access music and music history and information from anywhere, from any time. Do you think the presence of a physical hall makes a difference in how people will connect with this music?
I do, because when you see things like Buck Owens' guitar, for some reason, seeing a picture of it on the internet is not like saying, I'm standing here looking right at Buck Owens' guitar, and it seems to do things for people.
And all I gotta do is act naturally.
And so now you are in the space that is a bar called Pranksters 2 in Scottsdale, right?
It's very interesting. They built a little music room to the side, more like overflow for when they had big sports events. And one of the partners was a big music fan, so he built a really cool little club there. Pranksters 2 decided they were going to expand that little room and make it four times that size. And they let me design it. So, you know, I said, as a musician, I'm going to design it so the stage is very functional, and it's going to be the kind of place where a band comes in and says, wow, I want to play here. Their thought was, you know, once the big guys get involved and there's real money, they're not going to want to be in a strip center. They're going to want to build a palace. And I agree that when it gets to that point where they can see the vision and realize that more money could make it better or bigger, with the kind of assets that some of our inductees have. Like, we have Steven Spielberg inducted, and Wayne Newton and Alice Cooper and Stevie Nicks and Linda Ronstadt. And you put that, if they looked at it and said, wait a minute, this is our Hall of Fame. We want to make it really great. But right now it's just a 400-seat honky-tonk.
400-seat honky-tonk ain't bad.
No, it ain't bad.
For someone who might not know much about Arizona music history, is there one thing that you'd really want them to sort of take away?
Just that there's something about Arizona that so many people are not from here, which I'm not. You know, people think I'm a native, but I didn't move here till 69. And the attitude even back then was that there was no history. Being a part of the scene, I've learned, and I go, are you kidding me? Duane Eddy did all his big hits in Arizona? To me, that gave the state more credibility. And I think that's the whole point, is us educating people to the fact that we have as much cultural history as anywhere.
Hans Olsen is the president of the Arizona Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame, and they'll be having a fundraising concert at their new hall in Scottsdale later this month.
KJZZ's Sarah Ventry. Sarah, thanks.
Thank you.